She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Today, I'd like to talk about history. For those of you that remember, and I met some people today, and we're talking about history, and I don't know how many of you remember Kupacha Racing Parts in Mo'ili'ili on King Street, and Hawaii Racing Parts down in Kalihi. Those were the days. And part of those days, as far as as far as racing goes, is still here. Racing is a part of the human race, and in every city, you have to have a balance. And island of Oahu has no racetrack. So they're doing racing on the streets for money, and it's getting deadly. My question is, when is your leaders of the so-called state of Hawaii going to step up and do something? They have a racetrack on Kauai, Maui, and the Big Island. But the island that has the biggest population has no racetrack. What's up with that? Oh, yeah, we need a rail. Yeah. But not having the rail is not going to kill the young boys and the girls and the young people. But not having a racetrack will kill them. So when are you, the people of Oahu, going to wake up? When your own family member dies? Your friends? When? It's happening. One young boy died the other day on H1 freeway by the Palama off-ramp. He was racing. They didn't say he was racing, but he was racing. If you want to see it, go drive H1 freeway, H2 freeway, late, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. Just go cruising. You'll see them. The police knows about it. But what are they doing about it? There's nothing you can do. Because racing is part of life. They had it in the Roman days. They had it all the time. Yeah, it wasn't automobiles, but they raced horses, and they still, to this day, race horses. But because we have cars now, we have automobile racing. You know, and motorcycle racing and boat racing. Racing is there. So all I'm saying is, we need something to save the young people. Let me give you an example. When you were little, You climb up the tree, you climb up the buildings, you have no fear. But as you got older, you look out the window, you have fear. Okay? When you were young, you climb on the roof of the house, no problem. But today, you get up there, you get all nervous because you're more educated and you have the value of life. Those young folks have no value of life. It's you, the people of Oahu, that have to guide them. And the way to do it is you have to have a racetrack. But at the racetrack, we have to have a program. Okay? That's called jackpot racing. So they don't miss out on their money racing. But there's rules. No racing on the road. No speeding 20 miles over the speed limit. No drugs and alcohol. Then they can run on the racetrack for the money. If they break the rules, they cannot run for the money. But they can race, but not for the money. I have some big sponsors that's waiting that will sponsor the program in the thousands of dollars. Now you tell me, which one would not try to run for the money? Now the program is very fair. Fair, folks. It's not how fast you can run. It's how consistent and your reaction time. Now if a tourist could win a race on Maui against all of those race cars and walk home with the money, it's a fair program. It's anybody's race. So, I know you would rather have the rail. Well, I feel sorry for you. It's really sad. The family that lost that young man that died on H1 freeway by Palama off-ramp. How do you think they feel? Anybody care? Something has to be done. The racetrack, Hawaii Raceway Park, closed down in 06. It's about time for another one, way overdue. I know about street racing because when I was growing up and younger, we used to do the same thing. So I know. And we did it because we had only one racetrack, and that was located in Kahuku. Kahuku. Once a month, if we're lucky. Usually 2-3 months. But we had a racetrack. But it didn't work out because it was too far, number one. And it wasn't frequently enough. But thanks to Jimmy Pfluger, he opened Hawaii Raceway Park. But did anybody thank him? Did anybody recognize him? If it wasn't for Jimmy Pfluger, till this day, folks, there would have never, ever been a racetrack. All these different groups that's going around saying, yeah, we're working on a racetrack. You know, talk's cheap. Talk is really cheap. Look at the politicians. They promised you the world. Did you see it yet? They didn't say when, but they promised you. But there was no time limit. But anyway, you know, talk is cheap. It's time we really get serious and look at a racetrack, and there is a location. It's not being used for the last, 20 years? It's about time we use it. So, when Linda Lingle was governor, there was a guy that came from the mainland, good friend of mine, that was serious about building that racetrack. Well, she got him all upset and he left. And when he left, he told me, you know, I don't know how you people in Hawaii live. This place is anti-business. It is. Go check it out. When you try to open a business, like we've been trying to do ethanol for years and years and years, the politicians shut us down. Ethanol is one good industry to have because energy is your number one industry in the world. Without energy, there's no planes, no boats, nothing moves. So energy is your number one. And in case you didn't know, Hawaiian sugarcane makes the best ethanol in the world. I don't know why. But if you send all the ethanols from Brazil, from the USA, from corn, from whatever, and test it in the lab, the chemist will tell you, no, 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 it's all the same. It's not. Put it in an engine and let the engine tell you on the dynamometer, it'll measure far more horsepower using Hawaiian sugarcane. Why? I don't know. Well, I think it's like a good example is the Maui onion. Maui onion is from Arizona. But the Arizona onion don't taste like the Maui onion. No way close. It must be the magic soil that we have in Hawaii. So, but anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? So, you know, if anybody out there knows anybody, investors that interested in getting involved with ethanol, I'd be more than happy to meet with them. My mistake, the biggest mistake was I never worked with the unions. Well, I got to meet with them 5 years ago, and now they're waiting to back us and do ethanol. But we need some big investors to buy out Maui Sugar and do it there. Maui Sugar, it's sad to say that they closed down and they could have done ethanol and kept the workers there. But no, they didn't know how to do it. They didn't want to learn how. They wanted somebody to buy them out. Well, as far as water goes, we're not going to use the water that, you know, out of the pipes. We're going to bring in the water from the ocean, like they do for Kona, to ship to Japan, the drinking water. Yeah, that's the same way we're going to do for the ethanol, for the sugarcane, so that nobody can complain that we're using water. Well, there's a lot of water in the ocean. Okay?
Is that going to take, I don't know, more funds to do that, though?
It's all in our business plan altogether, buying out Maui Sugar, HCNS, and the refinery. And there's so many different refineries in the world. And this brand that we have stated to go is the best because it's maintenance-free. All the rest of the refineries has to be put down and maintained and cleaned up and all of that stuff. It's the best in the world. So, I don't know. We're trying to do this project to help the people. You cannot rely on one industry especially in Hawaii. Back in the old days, we had sugarcane, we had pineapple, tourism. Now we're down to one, tourism. I mean, wake up, people. Look at it. The people are getting homeless because there's no jobs. It's low pay, cheap pay. It's hard to live in Hawaii.
Cost of living high.
Yes, yes. You have to have mega buck industry, like energy industry, to support that. And ethanol is one of them. And do you think the oil companies want ethanol here? No way, Jose. Because it can put them out of business. So they don't care if Hawaii goes upside down.
Well, it's break time. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
George, Rolling Bob here, doing good as usual. And have I got a story for you. Are you ready? Are you sitting down?
I'm ready.
Okay. It seems in Britain or England, however you want to describe it, they have a new system now where you can download an app to your phone to report people that are illegally parked when their parking is fine. And you get a commission.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, how does that work? Like, do you drive into the parking lot and then what? You see, I guess over here, like you would see some car, you know, you want to park. And you know how you see the car with the flashing, mm-hmm. You know, the parking's expired. So they have an app, you take a picture of the car, show the license plate and the, you know, frame the picture. And this app sends it in, and then when the people get the fine, you get a commission.
Wow.
Exactly. So I'm thinking to myself, wait, you think there's road rage now. Wait till you come out and find somebody taking a picture of your car.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know it's not funny, but every time I read those stories, I know, you know how I always say, it starts out innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just takes off, and then the politicians have to come back and go, oh, okay, that's not what we wanted you to do.
Yeah, they never research.
No, that's right. I'm going, who thought this out? You know, like that. What was that band they had here about laying on the sidewalk? And I'm going, think you could do that.
Mm-mm.
But they pass the law, and then they throw the law out. You can't tell people they can't lay on a sidewalk with it. Anyway, I just thought you'd find that humorous. I'm going to try this year, so everybody knows, I'm going to try to bring a little humor every week because people said I was getting a little, like, overstressed and everything. So 2017, Bob's Minute, I'm going to try for humorous stories. But as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay.
That's going to be hard for him to find humorous stories about related to cars, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Bob, that's going to take some effort. Finding humor in your serious thinking. No, I don't know. But anyway, yeah. He brought up the thing about sleeping on the sidewalk. Well, as far as I know, okay, the city and state cannot confiscate all the people, the homeless people's possessions, and dump them in a dumpster and take it away. It's supposed to go into storage for 30 days. If nobody claims it, then it can go to the dump.
But what is that sit lie law or something like that?
No, that's illegal. You know, that's how do you distinguish what do you call that? Say it's only for the homeless. Well, what if you went and sit on the sidewalk and they arrested you? No. They're making laws without thinking that it covers everybody, not only homeless, but the regular people. You know, and the whole thing, folks, help the homeless. You got to stop the problem, not help the problem. I'll give you an example. If the dam is leaking, there's a leak, you're going to find and make a river for the water to escape. Fix the leak. Then you have no problem. Fix why the people are being homeless. Ask them. Talk story with them. Find out. It's because the cost of living in Hawaii is going through the ceiling. Okay? Go look at it. The seniors are the ones getting hit the most. The mayor is jacking the property tax to them. You know, the seniors are on fixed income. They barely can fix their own cars. That's why I was giving free safety checks to the seniors to try to help them out. Now, somebody got to do something. You know, the city, I don't see anything the city is doing to help the seniors. Oregon doesn't charge the seniors tax. And a lot of states now don't charge the seniors tax. This is really sad. Okay, who do we have?
We have Wayne from Kapolei.
Hi, Wayne.
Well, hi, George. I have a question. My truck, when I, in the morning when I drive out, initially, and I get this like a grinding or moaning or whining sound, when I'm moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I go a while, the sound goes away, Would you have any idea what that might be?
Where's the sound coming from?
I think it's coming from the front, the wheels, the tires or whatever.
So it doesn't make the noise when you stop?
When I stop?
Yes, at the standstill.
No. Only when I move forward, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, after I go a while, like it warms up or something, it doesn't make the sound.
Okay. Is it four-wheel drive?
Yes.
Four-wheel drive?
No. Two-wheel.
Oh, only back wheel.
I guess so, yeah.
What kind of truck?
It's a Tacoma.
Tacoma, okay.
You know, also it makes it sound like, say, if I'm parked, and then you know how you turn the wheel to make a, to pull out.
Okay,
and make
okay.
A, yeah, it makes the sound again, that time, like a grinding sound.
Yeah, you got to check your power steering fluid.
The power steering fluid?
Yep.
Okay.
Did you flush that out before?
I don't know.
Then you didn't do it.
Okay. Well, you know, I take it to the station. I mean, you know, I take it to the place to try to have them, you know, do that kind of service. So, you know.
A lot of repair shops will not service it right because it's really sad that these human beings want to take more money replacing it.
Okay, but, you know, power steering, but, you know, the steering doesn't seem like it doesn't have fluid or anything.
No, it won't feel like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it'll make a noise.
Oh, okay.
You know where the power steering fluid reservoir is?
No.
Where you put power steering fluid. You don't know where that is?
No.
Oh. Okay, you gotta remove, there's a little cap.
Yeah.
And you remove it and put the fluid on a white napkin and see what color it is.
Oh, well, it, you know me, I probably going to take it to the shop, yeah, and tell them to do it.
Hard to find honest, you know, today.
Yeah, well, I got no choice because I don't know nothing, yeah.
Yeah,
nothing.
Even in law, in attorneys, and doctors, they're all getting that way now.
Yeah, well.
It's sad.
So you'll make that noise then, the power.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because the fluid is bad.
I thought maybe it was something to do with my, you know, CV boots or something.
No. The CV boots, if they're bad, they don't make the kind of growling sound. Oh. It makes a clanking sound.
Not the rack and pinion or something like that?
No.
Somebody mentioned rack and pinion. So
no, if rack and pinion, you'll be out of power steering fluid.
By the way, speaking of rack and pinion, I don't know what that is, but I was talking to a car salesman, and he told me that his car, the car that they're selling, doesn't have rack and pinion. Is that correct?
What kind of car is that?
An Acura?
No. They all do.
They got to have rack and pinion, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was thinking it was kind of strange. He told me, oh, no more rack and pinion.
A lot of the car salesmen don't know what they're selling. Yeah, because this one salesman at Lexus told the customer to use regular.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She damaged her engine, and when she went to ask, you know, why he recommended regular, he said, I didn't say that.
Okay, well, yeah, okay, so I might check the power steering fluid then.
Yeah, it's usually on the top. It looks, it has about a...
Oh, okay, yeah, it's visible, yeah?
Yeah, it's a two-inch cap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Check it. And if it is, it's, my guess, it's brown.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got to be pink.
All right. Okay.
And use the Royal Purple power steering fluid.
Royal Purple.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thanks, John.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
What's the purpose of a rack and pinion?
Well, the rack and pinion replace the steering mechanism. The old days, the way it was designed way back in the 50s and 60s, it was more durable, I should say, it's stronger than a rack and pinion. The rack and pinion was invented actually for racing because it's lighter and it's less moving parts, but it's not strong like the old-fashioned steering. That's why you don't find a rack and pinion system on huge trucks. Huge trucks is still the old-fashioned steering because you cannot beat the old-fashioned strength. It's same with the struts. The old days, there were springs and shocks. And then they switched over to struts because we developed the struts in drag racing because it's lighter. Well, the manufacturers thought, hey, that's a good idea. It's faster, easier, and cheaper to manufacture. But it's not durable like the old spring control arm and shocks. And back then, changing shocks was far cheaper than changing struts. They both did the same thing, but what can I say?
But isn't it one harder to change? Wait, what's harder to change? Struts or?
Struts.
Struts. Oh, that's strange. Why'd they make it harder to change? I thought they'd make it easier to change and more expensive.
No, it is more expensive, but it's not easy to change. In some cases, you need to have the car wheel aligned. It depends on the type of car. But anyway, it's not a suspension of choice. It cannot withstand potholes like we have. Okay? It's made for smooth road, which I think is a smooth time to have a commercial.
Okay. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom. So I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins lives? And the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Anyway. Like I said, ethanol is very good. Ethanol can be used for fuel, for disinfecting the river, the ocean, the land. And I wonder if it could fix the trees. You know the trees on the Big Island where the flowers are all dying, the trees are dying? I wonder if you sprayed them, it would help. Might be a try. Okay.
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Hey, George. Thanks for taking my call. I got a question. My friend is in Colorado, and they had a lot of ice on the road and ice on their windshield. What do you recommend to spray on the windshield so they don't have to struggle scraping off that ice?
Rain-X. Yep.
And
coat the windshield with Rain-X.
And you can get that at any automotive place?
Oh, yeah, Long's Drugs, all over.
Okay. I'll check if she has that up there. If she's not, I'll go mail some to her, too.
They have.
Yeah.
That's where it comes from.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, okay. And then another thing is concerning recap tires. Do people still do that or businesses do that?
Yeah, they do it mostly for trucks.
Trucks?
Yeah, it's not recommended.
Okay. How about light vehicles, like transportation vehicles? Do they do it on that, you think?
I don't think so.
Okay. And then another thing, this homeless situation, you know how it impacts businesses when they sit in line next to people's businesses. It really disturbs their business. The railway already does it in most areas already, impacting the people to get the access. But You have this homeless. What is your feeling on that with this homeless ban and everything?
Well, the homeless will always be there. As long as the economy is not good. And it starts from the landowners. Okay? Let me give you an example. If you have a restaurant, okay, and the rent is astronomical, how can you afford to pay your employees good pay? You can't. Okay? But the landowners are greedy. They want an arm and a leg for their property, even if it's a dump. Okay? Now, if they would work some kind of deal with the city about getting a tax break or something for making that property more affordable, where the business can afford to hire more people, give more, a better pay to the people, then, you know, it'll balance out. Because if you go back in time, okay, back in the old days, 1 hour of minimum pay, 1 hour, you could go to the movies and you could have lunch. Today's 1 hour minimum wage, you cannot even go to the movie. So, you see, it's off balance. And it's because Hawaii took away two big industries, which is pineapple and sugar, okay? And they went with only one, which was tourism, and that's not really dependable because, you know, it's iffy. But whereas pineapple and sugarcane was constant, the pineapple keeps growing, it doesn't stop, okay? So what they needed to do back then, and Ariyoshi knows about it because he and I talked about it, I said, you cannot compete with the rest of the world canning the pineapple. Sell it fresh. Because when I was racing on the mainland, I brought fresh pineapple to my friends, and my friend's wife said, this is the best pineapple. And I thought, that wasn't so good. Because I thought it was kind of sour. And she thought it was the best. The next day, she brought me Mexican pineapple. Brother, I took a bite in that and I said, forget it. The lemon tastes better.
Yeah, big difference.
Oh, big difference. So if you sold the pineapple fresh, Hawaiian pineapple will still be here because you can sell it more expensive and there's no competition in the world. But you can it. Hey, Philippines, Mexico, everybody can compete against you because it's not sour. Okay?
Yeah.
And brown sugar. Why did we send the sugar to the mainland, to California, to make it to white sugar when brown sugar at the supermarket is more expensive than white sugar? And the cost of making brown sugar is way cheaper than going white. Where's the common sense? You know, it's like ethanol. Ethanol in a car exhaust makes oxygen. Gasoline's exhaust makes carbon monoxide that eats oxygen. Where's the common sense here?
Yeah, that's where you would say, the Japanese would say, Bakatari.
Yep. Yep.
Thanks, George. You have a good one.
You too.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay. Anyway. You have something?
Well, he said something about recapping tires, but why before I remember hearing about recap tires, why would you do that?
Oh, because recapping it was cheaper than buying new tires. But because of the competitive tire market worldwide, it's cheaper to buy a new tire than recap it. Okay? Because now you got China making tires. You got just about every country making tires. But before, no. Not many.
So recapping was using the old tires and more thread to it.
Yeah,
or something like that.
They grind off all the rubber from the casing, the where the thread is, and they put on a new thread. But it didn't stick good.
So is that sometimes you'd see it on the road?
Yeah, when you see it on the freeway, then that's off of the trucks. Because the trucks are not supposed to go that fast, but they do, and the recap flies off. See? So that's why on the cars in the old days, they didn't speed that much, not like today. Okay? So that's why today it's best to get new tires, but then the tires have a lifespan of 6 years. So that's the trade-off. So, and recap tires, your casing is old. It's going to end up older than 6 years, making it dangerous. So not good.
So even back in the day, tires last only 6 years, you think?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, because, things just don't last. I mean, like plastic, it cracks. It has a lifespan. So rubber, same thing. So, safer. Your life is more valuable than the tire. Is it break time? Yeah.
We can go to a break.
I have a quick question because it comes up all the time when you talk about tire life. When you say a tire has a shelf life of 6 years, is that from manufacture or installation?
Manufacture.
Because it's come up in previous weeks. I just want to be sure I had that straight.
Manufactured life, 6 years, is like bread and everything else. You see, I know women always look at the can and say, oh, I'm not buying this one. This one is old. But who looks at the tire and say, oh, I'm not buying that one. That one's old.
What if you don't have a choice?
You do have a choice.
What, shop somewhere else?
Yes. I mean, Wanda, if you're going to buy a bread that is 10 years old and you say, well, I don't have a choice, I'm going to buy it anyway. No.
Well, what what if you have unusual tires that only one place sells it?
Let's say you're at a tire place. You got to figure they buy them in bulk. Can there be a radical difference in one shipment of tires, their manufacture date, if you go look at the serial number? Because you got to figure they don't buy them one at a time. They buy them in lots, right?
So it's your life. It's your life. I mean, I don't want to argue that point, okay? Tires, we've been testing for years. Tires are good only 6 years.
Okay.
They lose stability when they get older, and that's what killed Paul Walker. I mentioned this before, but who's listening? Paul Walker was in a brand new Porsche, and they were speeding, yes. But the tires are not stable the older they get. And his tires on that Porsche was 10 years old. Okay? And people at the factory, obviously they don't know about tire life. They just look, oh, that's a brand new tire on the shelf. We'll throw that on. No, it don't work that way. When you buy a new car, look at the tire life, when it was made. Okay? Don't just take it for granted. It's a new car, it's new tires.
Or shop at a place that sells a lot of tires. So they have fresh tires?
No. You know, I know you don't want to hear this, but the mentality from the tire manufacturers shipping tires to Hawaii, they say, hey, the people in Hawaii don't know. Send them the old tires. That's
they do that on a lot of other things, too.
Yeah. Because why? Because the people of Hawaii don't say anything and they eat it.
Well, we're far away from them. We can't go to their doorstep.
No, the people just eat it. And it's sad. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, now it's break time. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And as far as tires go, okay, it's your choice, it's your life, folks. Okay, but I wouldn't buy a tire older than 1 year. Okay, I wouldn't buy a tire older than 1 year.
So that way you have 5 years at least to use it.
I mean, it's your safety. I mean, if you're in a runabout car is a car that goes around the block to the grocery store and back. That's no big deal. But most of you speed. And if you're speeding, yes, you better watch out on how old that tire is, especially new cars, because manufacturers don't look at that. They just pull it off the shelf, throw it on the car. Pull it off the shelf, throw it on the car. And if you go to the grocery store, and you know, Wanda, that when you buy medication or whatever, you always look at the expiration date or the manufacturing date or whatever. Okay? People always do that, you know? And I'm curious, and I watch. Men don't. Men grab them off the shelf, throw them in the basket, and they go. Women always grab it, look at the date, put it back, you know? And there's a date on it for a reason. And I tell you, if they're going to ship the tires to the Philippines, they're not going to ship them brand new tires. They're shipping something that's not moving. So you got to look at the manufactured date. Makes a big difference. The ride is different. The control is different. Everything is different. I've learned this in racing when I did drag racing. I didn't know that there's a tire life. I didn't know that the tires that we put on our race car, it makes a difference on when it was manufactured. I thought tire is good. It's new. It's good. It's not. All the cars that are sponsored by Goodyear, for one, have a different rubber compound. Okay? I was sponsored by Goodyear. We had different rubber compound from the person who bought it from the Goodyear dealer. And it was the date. It makes a big difference in performance in the date. Okay? So that's what I'm trying to tell you. The rubber just loses its, what do you call that? Flexibility. It's like people. When they get older, they get stiff and cannot flex and move around as good as a young boy. Okay?
So, say if you need to stop right away, what's important? Like, what's going to help your car stop besides brakes and tires?
Brakes and tires, but that is a big loop to that question, because a lot of the brake linings out on the market today are iffy. They do not stop in the distance that they should, because a lot of the brake linings come from China. And China don't build good stuff. So if you value your family's life, your life, or whoever's you're going to hit, get good brake linings. Okay? Brake linings made in Japan or in Europe or in the USA. But not brake linings made in China. And the you know, it's, until you test it, you don't really know. And you don't want to know when it's too late.
Because I remember having a car and I needed to stop right away, but the car didn't stop. It's like I just skidded forward.
You skidded forward, then it's your tire.
Like it didn't, I don't know, the if car you didn't skid, stop.
Then it's not the brake lining, it's the tire. When the tire gets old, it's hard and it skids more. If you have low speed rating on the tire, because every tire is speed rated, it won't stop as fast. You have to look at what you want is your life. If you want a safe tire, then get an H-rated tire, a V-rated tire, a Z-rated tire, a rated tire. The normal tire is rated at 85 miles an hour. It's around 85. It can go as low as 65.
I was doing like city driving. I wasn't speeding, but I couldn't stop.
Yeah, because see, the rubber on the low rated tire, rubber is hard, so it doesn't really grip the asphalt or the surface of the road. Whereas on a speed rated tire, the thread rubber is softer, so it grips the road. It's made to grip the road on high speed, and at low speed, it's gripping the road, so when you hit the brake, it'll grab the road and stop.
As I noticed, like, different brands of cars, certain cars will let you stop on a dime.
Yeah, but some will let you stop on a dime and give you 9 cents change. Mm. So, you know, it depends on what you want to do. That's why when I sell tires to people, I ask them, how fast do you drive? And I always say, be honest. There's no policeman here. Okay? And that's how you pick the tire. If you're, you know, elderly and you're going to drive, you know, runabout, around the block, then, yeah, that cheaper, low-rated tire is okay. Mm.
Okay, we have Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, George, what can we put on the tire to make it so it doesn't, you know, stays pliable?
You can spray silicone on the sidewalls, but not the thread.
Okay, so you can do them on the inside and the outside.
Yeah.
And what about putting, like, the dressing or armor all or that kind of stuff?
No.
No. You put the silicone.
Yep. But the silicone will not keep the thread soft because you can't spray the thread. If you spray the thread, then it will not stop.
Yeah, right. That's right. So make sure that the silicone don't go on the thread. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, George.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks.
I had one listener that sprayed the thread. And
what happened?
They skidded.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, but, you know, that silicone will help the sidewalls, but not the thread area, which is the important part. You know, having a good tire is the best. Okay, so.
So, it's good confusing. Tires, good tires and good brakes?
Yes. And good brake brand would be Akebono. Or, what's that other one? CRC?
I don't know. Is that a ceramic thing?
Yes. Or Wilwood. Or companies like that. But not China. And to make sure the guy's going to do your brakes, ask to see the box where it was made. Okay? It's your life. So anyway, I think it's time to say aloha. Yeah. Like to thank all the callers that called in. And tomorrow is Super Bowl. So please don't drink and drive. And take care of each other. This is Hawaii. Relax. Stay cool. Don't need to toot the horn so much. Okay, Bob? Until next week, aloha.